I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Bastrop woman indicted on four charges related to a 2011 scheme to defraud the Internal Revenue Service was cleared of all but one charge on Monday in U.S. District Court. Carla Enzina was charged with aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, and aiding and abetting Claudia Marie Mays as an employee of Faster Tax Refund Express in Bastrop. Enzina and Mays were accused of assisting in the preparation of false tax returns to obtain money and property. The indictment states the primary object of the scheme to defraud was to obtain refunds from the Internal Revenue Service, to which neither the taxpayers nor the defendant were entitled. Enzina accepted a plea deal in pleading guilty to one charge of aiding and abetting. Under the agreement, Enzina does not face jail time. Four Ouachita Parish youth programs received a donation from the Foundation for the Mid-South on Monday. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Monroe Police Department's Our Kids program, and Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Deputies Making a Change program all received $20,000 or more from the foundation, which looks to support programs that assist young African-American males. A total of $90,000 was given to the group's foundation president, Ivy Allen. Allen says the group looks to partner with existing organizations or programs that aim to improve the economic and social outcomes for communities across Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan will be the featured speaker December 11th at the annual luncheon of the Bureau of Governmental Research. The nonprofit watchdog group analyzes public policy and resource use in the greater New Orleans area. Duncan has criticized Governor Jindal's lawsuit against the Common Core academic standards, dismissing it as political gamesmanship. A statewide survey conducted by CBS and the New York Times shows Republican U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy leading Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu 47-41% in a head-to-head matchup. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says we are seeing more and more Senate race polls that have Cassidy with a slight lead.
We have seen that now in several consecutive polls that are asking voters in a head-to-head matchup, who would you vote for?
Stockley expects the results of this poll will change after the primary, which is November 4th, especially if Louisiana's Senate race could decide the control of the U.S. Senate.
This will be an all bets off restart. Everything goes back to square one.
Stockley says it's not a surprise to see that the polls show 12% of the voters are undecided. Well, the KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower during the day today, otherwise partly cloudy skies, the high in the upper 80s.